Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
cooking dinner.
Yeah, you can. Sometimes we forget the basic things.
Yeah.
Like cooking dinner and listening to a podcast, which is a good one.
Something that we're all guilty of, I think, with the Jimmy and Nate show. Sometimes the simple stuff is the best stuff.
That's true. Sometimes we try and overcomplicate things.
We do. Yeah, we do. Mm. Or we forget. You just don't think about those things.
Much like Nate's burger. Sometimes there's just too much in it.
Way too much in it.
Yeah.
Still, that being said, I stand by the fact that I enjoyed it, which is good. No, I really like... I'm strange for many reasons, but I like the feeling of being bloated.
No, and I don't.
I love that feeling.
No.
Because then it's like, well, you've been in a good paddock.
I can't sleep when I'm bloated.
I actually think there's an art to eating the right amount so that you're not still a bit hungry and you're not overfull. Like, it's a real art to picking the right moment to stop eating.
See, I just love being overfull. I love it.
I read somewhere, there's amount of time. So, like, when you're eating something, between actually your stomach being full and you registering it in your brain, it's like 2 or 3 minutes.
Yes.
Right, okay.
So there's a theory behind you should eat very slowly and eat meals that you can pick at.
My grandfather, I have no idea why he did this, but he was the world's slowest eater. He used to chew every mouthful 100 times.
No.
Yeah, we'd be sitting at lunch with him and he would like take an hour to eat his lunch.
What was his name?
Peter.
So being a fun time runs in the family.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did he count them out?
I have no idea. He actually was a real fun time. Like he got Sounds arrested like and he picked fights.
Got arrested.
Like he taught me how to live in the wild.
Are you saying got arrested?
What did he get arrested for?
I don't remember.
Chewing 100 times.
Yeah, probably. Just being boring at dinner time.
That would be so frustrating.
You can get fined for driving too slow.
Yeah,
you can. I've seen a lady do that. I've seen her be pulled over for driving too slow on a highway.
Yeah, because that's dangerous as well.
Absolutely it is.
Boring and dangerous.
Boring and dangerous. Yeah. Imagine getting fined for driving too slow.
I know. Why are we... Excuse me. Excuse me. So why are we driving so slow? Oh, well, I just chew everything 100 times and I'm just eating this muesli bar as I was driving.
Really wanted to take my time with it.
Huge podcast, very exciting. Tom Tilley joins us again and Hobart joins in on Nathan and I's hatred for paying for parking.
Yeah, I love this. We may have incited like a riot afterwards because people were so into it, weren't they? People were very into it.
Yeah, I also think I did say on the radio, let's all not pay our fines, Hobart, which is not something I'm proud of.
I'm proud of you.
I don't know. I don't want to encourage that behaviour.
No.
Because I forget I have a platform and I have power and I say things and I forget people listen.
They're picketing outside.
Sometimes I think it's just you and me in here having a yarn. Then I'm like, oh, there's all those people.
Well, at the moment, it is just you and me and Grace.
Yeah, because this isn't live.
Until we put it out on the public platform.
Post.
So you can withdraw that comment if you want.
I'm withdrawing it here. Don't listen to much I say, actually.
There you go.
It's just a good one.
Good advice, actually. Good,
it is. No, you're so right, Grace.
It is.
Thanks for being our producer.
No worries.
Thanks for looking after the team.
You're not actually thankful? That's all right.
No, that was genuine.
That was genuine. Okay.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
No.
I thought it was genuine. Yeah. It sounded genuine to me.
My voice sort of all stays at the same level. It doesn't really go up any down octaves. You're a great producer.
You're a great producer, Grace.
We also did impressions on the podcast. They call me 30, they call me 24, they call me 12,
they call me 73. That's not my age, that's not my age, that's not my age. It's the age game. Yes, everybody has an age, and this is where we challenge ourselves to guess how old certain listeners are. We get it wrong, Hobart, you win 13, 10, 60 if you want to play. Producer Grace, the official scorekeeper of the game.
Yeah, I am adding up the difference between your guesses and our callers' actual ages. Whoever ends the year with the lowest overall difference in years wins. To be honest, still anyone's game at this point. Last week, both of you were off by 12 years.
Yeah, but we had the exact same age.
So Jimmy is sitting at a difference of 85 years and Nath is at a difference of 91.
Very achievable.
6 years between you.
It's anyone's game and it's a very achievable game. It's hard. It's very hard.
Difficult game. Well, we're still only on one correct
win.
Answer, yep. Which was Jimmy. Which is Jimmy earlier in the year. We're halfway through the year. So the game's getting harder or we're getting worse? Which one?
No, I think I said this last week. When I came up with the game, I thought it was a very difficult game. The game, Hobart, is just so Nathan, I can get to know you.
And that's what I like doing.
It's just a fun thing we do at the end of it. So I never thought it was achievable. So I feel like now how we go is probably a true reflection of how the game
is. The game should
work. We've just got lucky previously.
All right.
The fact that I got it right 2 weeks in a row twice, yeah, that's just...
And you almost went for 3 out of 3, remember?
That can't happen.
Yeah. 13 10 60. Jump on the phones right now. Let us guess your age. We'll ask a few questions, as Jimmy said. Get to know you. We'll both lock in an age. If we get it wrong, well, how about then you win? Today, playing from Sorrel. Hey, Zoe, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Going all right, Zoe. What are you up to this morning?
I am just on my way to the gym.
The gym. What gym do you go to, Zoe?
F45.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Which F45 do you go to?
Cambridge.
Resistance this morning or cardio this morning, Zoe?
Oh, resistance, Nathan.
Resistance.
Yeah. You know that, mate.
Tuesday.
Cardio Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
I just wanted to make sure Zoe knew what she was in for.
Oh, you were testing her.
Yeah, I didn't want her to think she was going in doing some cardio when really it's all about weights today, Zoe.
Zoe, I can tell you knew that because you sound very vibey. It sounds like you're usually up and about in the mornings. Are you a morning person?
Yes, only for the gym. If I don't have to go to the gym, I am not usually awake this early.
Sound asleep.
Fair enough. Okay. What do you do for work, Zoe?
I'm not working at the moment.
Okay. So you've chosen to get up early to go to the gym at this time?
Yes.
I love that.
Good on you,
Zoe. Best way to start the day.
Good commitment.
All right, so Zoe, you're not working at the moment. You could do any job in the world. If you had the ability, you had the power to pick any job in the world, what would you pick?
That's a hard question. I would do something to help people.
Help people.
Oh, Zoe, you're ticking all the boxes, mate. single, Zoe?
No, I'm not.
Not all the boxes.
Married?
Yes.
Got any kids, Zoe?
I do, yes.
Ooh, how many kids have you got?
I have 3 kids.
Three kids?
Who's your favourite?
All of them.
Jim. Laugh says otherwise.
Don't lie on the show, Zoe. Do not lie on the show.
What are your kids' names, Zoe?
My eldest is Lily, and then I have Ollie and Eli.
Nice.
Great names.
Zoe,
great names.
What do you like to do on the weekend?
Spend time with the kids, with the family.
Okay, family.
Movie night.
Movies. All right.
Got any movie recommendations, Zoe? I'm always after a good movie recommendation.
Oh, no. We usually just watch kids' movies.
Nice. All right.
Hey, sometimes kids' movies are good movies.
So stick there. We're going to try and figure out how old you are.
So, Nathan, we've got Zoe from Sorrel on the line. She's on her way to F45 in Cambridge. She's doing resistance training this morning. Mm-hmm. If she wasn't up, she'd be sound asleep because she's not working at the moment and she's not that much of a morning person. If she could work in any job in the world, she'd do something that would help people.
Yeah.
She is not single. She is married and she has 3 kids, Lily, Ollie and Eli.
Yeah.
And on the weekends, they love watching kids' movies together and she doesn't have any recommendations for us.
No. Although she'd give some great recommendations for kids' movies, I reckon. Which I don't mind a kids' movie every now and then. All right, I've got an age.
I've written something. I'm not confident with it.
All right, what have you gone? Ooh, okay. Jimmy's gone 28. Nathan's gone 32. 28 plays 32. Zoe, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, so Zoe, a reminder. Jimmy has said 28. Nathan has said 32. Over to you, Zoe. How old are you?
I am 27.
Oh! The closest we've been.
Do you turn 28 this year, Zoe?
Yes, I do, in November.
Still a lot off, but...
I was hoping you were going to say, like, July.
Yeah, Nathan, you and me were joined in the studio by producer Grace, because yesterday, during Dad Joke Mondays, I don't even know what happened. We just started throwing out some impressions. Now, you can see this...
I don't know what spurred it on. What spurred it on?
I think... So, I haven't heard... Grace, you've got a grab. I haven't heard this yet, but this is what happened yesterday.
What are you doing in my swamp?
Now do Shrek.
What are you doing here in me swamp?
Hey, mate, what are you doing in me swamp?
Boy, get out of here.
You want to hear my Shrek impression?
This is my bloody swamp. Here you go. Yeah.
What are you doing in my swamp?
Oh, it's good. One of the great impressions.
Now, you can see it on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. What I think happened was, so Dad Joke Monday opened and goes, it's Dad, it's jokes are really bad. How am I going to say it? And then Nathan and I go, oh, Dad.
Yeah.
And then I think you said, oh, stop it, Papa. And then you laughed and went, that's Pinocchio. What Pinocchio says. And yeah. I did it.
I'm a real boy.
I think you were doing Gingerbread Man.
And then
actually,
they said that's how my gingerbread. I'm like,
not the gumdrop buttons.
Which, of course, is famously a character on Trek.
And Pinocchio in Trek as well.
Also, yeah.
So there's the
link. I was wondering what the link was. So sometimes there isn't a link. But in this case, there was.
So then we all started, we all had a crack at it. I'm very good at Shrek.
You brought it to our team meeting yesterday.
Get out of my swamp.
That's good. That's really good Shrek.
Very good impression. So what I thought we could do on 13, 10, 60 is who can you do?
Yeah.
I reckon everyone thinks they can do someone.
Mm.
There's an impression out there that you think you can do.
Yeah.
So give us a call, 13, 10, 60. Producer Grace, is there someone that you think you can do?
No. I know that was not the answer you were hoping for,
Grace,
but no.
You're going against what Jimmy's just said.
I know.
This is offering an acceptance for a live radio. Think of somebody right now.
I can do a pigeon.
Okay.
No, that's something.
Give us a pigeon. Not a bad pigeon.
Not a bad pigeon.
No, not a great pigeon.
And
no. Not a bad pigeon.
Cricket.
Okay, go again, cricket.
That's the pigeon still.
Yeah, okay. What about this? I mean, you're a big fan of Cher.
Cher.
Can you do your best Cher impression? Surely you can do some Cher.
No, I can't do a good one. I can do a ho. Sorry, you missed the hair flick.
She was saying ho. What was that?
It's just Santa impression.
No.
Give me two more and we're there.
Sexy Mrs. Claus over here.
Ho, ho, ho.
Go again.
No, I'm not doing it. It wasn't good.
Nath, what about you? Who do you think you can do?
Well, I can do a few, but I...
You can start bringing them to the show. That'd be great.
No, they're more for an off-air kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Give me one.
I can do Scooby-Doo.
Give me Scooby.
Scooby-Doo, Raggy.
That's very good.
That's not bad.
It's very good.
That's all I can do for Scooby. But I can also do Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
No, you can't.
I can.
No, you can't.
I can.
Hit us with this Stitch. Okay.
I can't do it. I can't look at you both.
It's me, Stitch.
It's not.
Oh, Hannah Min's family.
That's good.
It's like Stitch age 60.
Yeah, I forgot to put that in there. It's old Stitch. I can do a really good old Stitch.
My hip hurts. Let's go to the RSL. Who wants some prawns and play bingo?
I think I'm not bad. There's a few that I'm not bad at.
Mm. Yeah.
There's one I'm really good at, but I can't do it on the show.
Why not?
Because it...
Oh, it,
do yeah. Mickey.
I've been working on Mickey. It's me, Mickey Mouse.
Nice.
No, that wasn't as good as you were doing yesterday.
That's a new one I've been working on.
It's me, Kermit the Frog.
I've been working on Kermit. I can do Pinocchio.
Do Pinocchio.
I'm not. I'm a real boy. I'm not wearing women's underwear.
Let's do Pinocchio talking to 60-year-old Stitch.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi. I'm not a puppet. I'm a real boy.
Hello. Hello, young man.
Hello, it's me, Mickey Mouse.
I thought I was talking.
And then Cher comes in. What is she?
All right, 13, 10, 60. No. I want someone to give me a call. I want to know who you can do. You know what?
Yeah.
Call, do the impression, but let us guess who it is.
Yeah, we'll guess who it is.
Now, if you just ask 13, 10, 60, who can you do?
Mm.
This is after yesterday on the show. We were having a go at some impressions from Shrek. I didn't think mine were that bad, to be completely honest, especially my Pinocchio and my gingerbread man.
Yes.
Shrek needs some work. What are you doing in my swamp?
It just sounds like Jimmy with a Scottish accent, to be honest.
Yeah.
To get a good impression, you have to work on it.
You do.
You've got to do it frequently.
Yeah, you got to do it all the time.
So start going when you're out on Saturday night at O-Bar, start doing your Shrek.
Yeah. I reckon that's why I can't pick up women.
I reckon that's why you are.
When I come back to my swamp. a lot of messages from people regarding your Stitch from Lilo.
My
Lilo
60-year-old Stitch.
No, they're saying it doesn't sound like Stitch, but kind of sounds like Barney off The Simpsons.
No, well, I mean, they're wrong, because listen to this.
It's me, Stitch.
Just because you say...
Lilo is my friend. Hey, Homer, it's me, Barney.
Yeah, see, that's Barney.
Yeah.
And this is Stitch.
Or is it that I just lost my friend?
Okay. Yeah, cool. What if I say in my voice, I'll see if this sounds like Barney. I'll do the same voice.
Hello, Homer.
Now, Grace, before we go to the phones, someone called you
Yeah,
what as happened Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Shout out to the man who called as Arnold Schwarzenegger, just said, "Hello, I am Arnold." Then he said, "I have to go to work now in California. Goodbye."
And hung up.
And hung up. So shout out to whoever that was. Thank you.
Maybe it was actually Arnold.
Maybe. He could be in Hobart.
He had to go to work.
Can you do an Arnold?
Hello.
It's me, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I have to go to work now in California.
I have to go to work. Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
All right, okay. Catherine from Bridgewater. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So, Catherine, you're going to do an impression. We're going to try and guess what it is, okay?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Ready? Go. Little punch buddy. Ohana means family.
That's the second best stitch we've heard.
No.
That's a good stitch.
It's exactly the same as mine.
No, it's not.
Okay, what I'll get you to do, Catherine, you say something as Stitch, and then Nath, you say the same thing when she's finished.
Yeah.
And then Grace and I will decide who has the better stitch.
Okay, close your eyes, though.
Okay.
Well, I mean...
Okay.
I don't know what to say.
Okay. Catherine, you go first.
I'm trying to think of what to say.
You can say whatever, mate. You can say, I'll listen to Jimmy and Nath.
You can say, Ohana, what is it?
Ohana means family.
Ohana means family, yep.
You want me to say that again?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ohana means family.
Okay, that's all right. It's not too bad.
Are you ready for this one?
Are you ready for this?
Ohana means family.
Oh, come on.
So bad.
Your Stitch sounds like he's 60 and he's had 30 beers.
Catherine, yeah. Okay, you're the winner. Well done. You won. Yours is better. But what do you rate mine out of 10, Catherine? What do you think? Do you want to hear it again?
It's all good.
It is Hit 100.9's Jimmy and Nath. It's Tuesday morning, Jim, which can only mean one thing.
It's Tommy Tuesdays. He's from The Briefing. How wonderful life is when Tom's on the show.
Tommy Tilly!
No, applause for this man.
No applause.
No applause. Kill the applause. There's some vicious rumours that Thomas Tillerman has been two-timing us, Nath. He's been on the other station.
I love that alliteration, by the way. Two-timing us, Thomas Tillerman.
Thomas Tillerman has been two-timing us on the triple... It's not T's, it's M's. What are you doing to us, Tommy? You were filling in on Triple M. What's happening?
Oh, I've dogged the boys, haven't I? Mm-hmm. I feel very, very bad. I've been carrying this burden around with me for the last week. How am I going to face Jimmy and Nath after going on another network? Fortunately, part of the same company, but there was no text. I just ghosted you, didn't I?
You ghosted us. We were calling you on the people were, where's the Tommy Tuesday segment? And then no, we didn't know. The worst part was our boss came to us after the show and he went, oh yeah guys, sorry, I forgot to tell you about that.
People heard that melancholy intro music and then there was just no delivery, so they left just saddened.
Sad.
Tommy,
sad
I need
day.
You to smack yourself on the bottom because we were not happy with that.
Naughty, naughty boy.
Yes, you're a
naughty
bad
Thomas.
Boy.
I get called Thomas when I've been naughty, so you can call me that for the rest of the segment today.
Well, Thomas, what's on The Briefing?
Well, guys, you're going to find out how to make more money on The Briefing today. So if that's a bit of a balance, then
I know how it is. It's do a podcast and do a radio show.
Exactly. Yeah. Double time. So we're looking at the rate that young people are getting into the share market. So in the last 2 years, quarter of all the people in Australia investing in the share market, a quarter of them have jumped in just in the last 2 years, lots of them during the pandemic, and a quarter of those people are just between the ages of 18 to 24. So young people are wising up to the share market. And on the podcast, we explore why. And so part of the reason is that basically, if you put your money in a savings account now, it just goes nowhere. Mm. Part of the other reason is housing affordability. As you guys would know, being in the property boom headquarters of Australia, Hobart, that the prices are just messed up for young people trying to crack the market. So they're starting to wise up on the best way to save for that deposit.
Absolutely. Tommy, would you say that these younger people getting involved in shares are more culpable to risk, are more happy with taking risk in terms of share prices going up and down?
Well, some of them are doing really smart things that actually minimize risk, they're getting into what's called ETFs. So these are these funds where just on a single share purchase, you get a whole collection of shares. So you can buy a fund that represents the top 200 companies on the ASX, for example, with one single trade. So the report from the ASX found that young people were more inclined to these kind of investment options, which is actually really savvy. But then I imagine there are some people, they may be buoyed by some of the big growth stories like the Afterpays or even Bitcoin trading, and are probably lured into some pretty wild growth stories as well that don't always pan out that well.
Yeah, because I've got friends who are within this age demographic that you're saying, Tommy, who have done both, who have done these safe investments, have made quite a lot of money and have now put them towards, as you said, buying a house, buying a car. But then I've also known people who have been trying to take that risk and gone, I'll never invest in shares again because they've lost all their money. I keep telling them a racehorse is not a share, but
sports bet is not the ASX.
Pokies is not an ETF. Yeah, no, it's an interesting one. And I think smart investors, they sort of break up buckets of money. So they go, okay, well, 60 or 80% of my savings are going to go in really safe investments. And then I might sort of throw a bit on the horses, so to speak, or on growth stocks or Bitcoin with a smaller part of my portfolio. So that's not a bad way to go about it, as long as you keep that proportion that you're sort of throwing on riskier bets fairly small.
Totally. And also on the briefing today, Tommy, a bit of an update on Melbourne, I believe.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously Hobart's the most livable city in the world, even though...
We did it, guys. It was by default. Yeah, we did it.
The Stephen Bradbury of the Livable City Index. But we're just looking at the future of Melbourne. Obviously, they're going through hell at the moment and, you know, they've been the smuggest city in Australia. That's no secret over the years. They have come in like the top two. For the last 5 years, the top two, it's either Melbourne or Vienna, the most livable cities in the world, according to the Economist Livable Cities Index, but they're going through a really tough time. And the real question is, how quickly can you snap back from this? You know, we've now got trauma upon trauma. There's the 112-day lockdown from last year, and now we're heading into the second week of this lockdown. And, you know, people are sweating on the decision that we'll probably find out about tomorrow on where it goes from here. And, you know, it's such a culture hub, as, you know, Tasmanians would know from traveling across from, you know, for big footy games and other big cultural events. Melbourne's an amazing city. You know, I'm only throwing a bit of shade because I'm from Sydney. but it's an absolutely amazing city with an incredible cultural life. And part of the beauty of Melbourne is that all roads often lead to the city. You know, Sydney's a bit of a city of villages, which are beautiful and great and pretty beaches and whatever. But Melbourne has the MCG, you know, with 100,000 people coming in for club games and an amazing sort of bars and restaurants. So the question is, where does it go from here, and will it be a long-term scar that this pandemic leaves?
Tommy, if Melbourne was listed on the ASX, would you invest?
Not right now. Although it's probably bottoming out, so maybe I would. Hello.
Thomas, you won us over.
Hey, it's a financial genius.
Thomas,
there you go.
You're a smart man.
All right, Tommy Tilley, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, the briefing is available weekday mornings. You can listen for free on the Listener app. Search the Briefing podcast. Tommy, don't you dare not be here next Tuesday.
I'll never ghost you again, boys.
Just reply to my messages.
I'll breadcrumb you instead.
Love you, Tommy. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
We're the Burger Boys. We're here to make some noise. It's Jimmy and Nate. Whose will taste great?
Sauce there. Sauce
bottle. You know when you come to the end of a sauce bottle, that's what that is. That's what that is.
Sauce bottle.
Sad. It's a sad noise.
It's sad.
Sauce. Tell you what, when you're at home, say you're having some chippies or something, and you go to get the sauce, and it's empty.
Oh, it's the worst, especially if you're having chippies with a few beers, you know what I mean? You can't get in the car to go and get more sauce, and you just got to cop it.
Yeah.
And when it comes out and goes everywhere, worst.
Oh, just the worst.
The worst.
It's one of the worst sounds in the world.
Horrible. It's disappointing. And you can hear it if someone's in charge of sauce and you can hear that. Like, say you're doing it in the kitchen, I hear that happen, I go, oh, we're out of sauce.
Yeah.
Nate, we have been the Burger Boys, but good for me, not great for you. It's just one Burger Boy now because I am victorious.
Yeah, what up, mate? Massive round of applause.
You and I had a burger wrestle, and I came out on top.
Yep.
I am the top bun. The 100%. Little Swiss sunshine is the meat between us, and you're at the bottom.
I came out in a food coma.
So, look, if you did miss it, it was my burger, Little Swiss Bunshine, grilled free-range chicken breast, avocado, lettuce, tomato, sole mayo, a little bit of tomato relish with Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
Taking out the victory, all thanks to our friends at Burger Got Soul.
Tassie's original gourmet burgers, established 2005, Launceston and Sandy Bay. Speaking of Sandy Bay, some very exciting news right now, because this Thursday, put it in your calendars, Hobart, open your iPhone, put it in there, write it down somewhere. This Thursday at 12 p.m, that is midday, we're going to be at Burger Got Soul Sandy Bay, that is 160 Sandy Bay Road, giving away 20 free burgers.
20 free burgers, guys. 20 free burgers. Of course, we know the Little Swiss Bun Shine, as per the rules of the Burger Boys Burger Off, will be stocked for a limited time. I believe it's a week. Stocked for a week at all your Burger Got Souls. The Launceston people are going to be so confused.
Launceston, who is Jimmy from Jimmy and Nate? It's very confusing.
So it will be stocked, but this Thursday we are giving away 20 burgers for free.
Now, look, yesterday on the show, I did say that I would try and get an Ace Burger there. I went in, mate, for you. You know, you were there with me.
Oh, we went in fine. I went in swinging.
I said, mine's the limited edition, Nath. You said yours could be the limited edition.
Absolutely. Of course, the Carney Moore.
Unfortunately, that's not the way the competition worked.
No, I was told, yes, absolutely, Nath. It can happen. You got to fund it yourself. I said, don't worry about it. Little Swiss Bunshine it is.
So, look, if you're free this Thursday, again, midday, lunchtime, of course you're free. You're going to leave work and go get food.
You're free for a burger.
The first 20 people that joined Nath and I at Burger Got Soul, 160 Sandy Bay Road, this Thursday will get a free
burger.
Little Swiss Bunshine.
Free Little Swiss Bunshine.
Free Little Swiss Bunshine. 20 people, so make sure you come down. And as Nath said, the Little Swiss Bunshine will be stocked for a week. And it will retail, forget this, if you do miss out, you're one of the first 20 people, it doesn't matter, because it will retail for $9.95.
Oh, it's an absolute steal, mate. It's an absolute steal.
That is basically giving it away for
100%.
Free.
100%. And I've just been told, just got a message from Burger Got Soul, you can also purchase the Carney Moore for $145, which is awesome. No, so, $145.
Fortunately, you can't, Hobart.
And
Nate's
they
made
will
that
give
up.
You that burger.
But, and if you see Nathan Burger Soul and he's accepting your money, don't do that.
And you know what? I've just made it $143. I'll knock a couple of bucks off for you.
Again, if you want my burger, it's going to be there for a week, $9.95. That's basically free. But if you join us this Thursday, the first 20 people will get a free Little Swiss Bunch on.
We're gonna call her Glass of Grace.
Glass of Grace. Glass of Grace. Glass of Grace.
Hey, Grace.
What really do you love it if you didn't do that. Courtney Cox, Ed Sheeran, and Elton John have teamed up to pay tribute to Lisa Kudrow. If you're not across it, there is a moment in Friends where they are discussing the most romantic song of all time, and Lisa Kudrow's character Phoebe says this.
See, I think the one that Elton John wrote for that guy on Who's the Boss.
What song is that, Phoebe?
Hold me close, young Tony Danza.
So, Courtney, Ed and Elton got together to do this.
Lisa Kudrow, this is for you. One, two, three.
I love this so much.
Yeah, they're really going down nostalgia avenue. I actually love it. Mm. Lisa Kudrow has, of course, reacted. She did have a very slight correction for the team.
That was the most thrilling thing ever. It was so good. Technically, it's, hold me close, young Tony Danza. So, but, you know, that. But what you did was great, too. You know, and including the song, the original song that you wrote, Sir Elton. That was really good.
I love Lisa Kudrow.
You think between Ed Sheeran, Elton John and Courtney Cox, they could have got the lyrics right.
I know.
Does Courtney Cox live in the UK?
She must.
She
be,
must.
Mustn't
if
she?
She's hanging out with those two.
Because I know Ed lives, he has a place in the US and the UK, but I know Elton definitely lives in the UK.
So yeah. Cool.
She must live in the UK.
She
absolutely.
Did that dance with Ed the other day. We were
yeah, she's
about.
Been hanging out a lot with Ed.
Yeah, she was playing the piano for his song and... They've just been hanging out.
Ed Sheeran's got new music on the way. Have we covered that?
We have not covered that.
No.
But we went there friends.
Interested. Yeah, look, I'm
Jimmy
not a
has
huge
to,
fan
you've
of
told
Ed Sheeran.
Me off air,
yeah.
Which is nice.
No,
which is
well,
good.
Because I don't, I mean, a long time ago we were the Gossip Boys. And I used to bring gossip to the show, but now Grace is, that's your job.
Yeah, and look, I'll be real with you, just not a huge fan of Ed Sheeran, so.
How do you feel about Lord?
I love Lord.
Didn't want to...
No, see, I'd already put together those three bits of audio and it took me a really long time, so I was like, I'll do Lord tomorrow.
So Lord's got new music.
You know what, yeah. Grace, you did a great job, but just quickly.
Yeah, it's time for the gossip.
Yeah.
You know that we got it.
What you doing? You gotta stop it, cause it's time for
Gossip Guy.
Gossip Guy.
Oh, yours, Jim.
Yeah, look, Gossip Guys. I thought it was boys. Gossip Guys. Look, Nath, very exciting. Ed Sheeran has posted online him and Courtney Cox playing music together. So Ed's playing guitar, Courtney is playing piano, and the caption just says June 25th.
June 25th.
Now, it may say 24th. I can't remember. I'm doing this off the top of my head because I didn't know I'd be doing a gossip segment on the show this morning. But he has confirmed he'll be dropping new music.
Wow, new music. Okay, write a reply.
Yeah, that's all well and good, but is it going to be good music? Don't know.
I mean, also Lorde posting her cover art for her new song this morning, which is I sent to producer Grace earlier.
You sent to it 3 minutes before gossip.
All you need to do is Solar Power. She posted that. You just got the grabs of the Ed Sheeran friend stuff.
I got the grabs of the Ed Sheeran friend stuff.
Because you've done the work, you went, I want to do this.
Yes.
Look, can I just say, as the passenger, enjoying the gossip.
All passengers got new music.
Oh, what's he up to? Not much.
Passenger has new music, guys. That's my gossip. I was going to say I appreciate the gossip that you both brought to me.
Thank you.
But now
you know what? I mean, I'm sorry, Hobart. You get everything.
I get the
gossip off the show.
I get Grace's fantastic gossip. I get Jimmy's fantastic gossip.
Mine just doesn't.
I'm just learning,
Mine doesn't make.
Well, it did just today, is nice. And then obviously
we should bring back because Grace does gossip at 6:30 and 8:30. Mm. I should do gossip at 7:30.
And I'll do Nace made up gossip. Passenger new album out soon. Should be.
Can you at least make it more interesting if you're making it up?
Oh, you're coming at me, are you?
No, I'm coming at Passenger.
Grace hates Ed Sheeran. She hates Passenger.
131060. Do you hate paying for parking? Now I'm assuming this has got to be the majority of people. Do you hate paying for parking? I mean, also call if you love paying for parking, because I'd be surprised. I'd be surprised if people out there are going, you know what, love it. Love every day, just popping some stuff into the meter.
I can, it's a very easy way to know who is a Hobartian and who's a mainlander.
Mm-hmm.
Because on the mainland, it's quite expensive for parking, especially in cap cities.
Absolutely.
If you come from like a Sydney or Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come down here, they go, I love paying for parking.
Yeah, it's so cheap.
But if you're us Hobartians who've been here, you're just like, I don't want to pay anything.
And then when they say that to me, I'm like, get out.
Yeah, it's an absolute outrage.
Go home.
Because in some places on the mainland, your parking fine that you would get here would be the same amount that you would pay for parking.
Or to buy a car, really.
No, like you can, somewhere like a Sydney, like a Bondi Beach, it's like, what is it, like $18 an hour or something?
To pay for parking. Yeah. Oh, no, sometimes more. Sometimes like $45 an hour.
Or something,
In the Sydney CBD, Melbourne CBD, you're looking at $45 an hour.
So I've stung for $30 for a fine here in Hobart.
Yeah.
So,
That'll go straight into the park.
But no, I hate it.
I've known people who've got hire cars from the mainland have come down here and refused to pay for parking because when they get a fine, they'll be like, it's the same amount anyway. They don't care. It's what I'm used to paying.
And that's what I'm saying. The, the mainlanders, they're happy to pay it.
Yeah.
That's Tasmanians. No, should be free.
Yeah, and it should be. The reason I bring it up is because the Hobart commuters, they're going to be slugged, get this, a combined $25,000, Jim, extra for parking next financial year after a significant rise in a monthly cost of a CBD car park. Now, it's the Hobart City Council-owned Liverpool Barrack Street car park. It's normally $300 a month. It is going to be $300 a month, up from $245. So people are going to be paying altogether $25,000 more. That's going into the Hobart City Council's little back pocket.
Yeah. Well, maybe they can do the Taste of Tasmania.
That's why. Yeah, I mean, the excuse better be to get the taste back.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can understand car park users. Local Hobartians are pretty cranky. A few of them describing it as a bit of a cash grab.
Understandably.
Hobart City Council have come back and said, no, they're just trying to match the market value. Whatever the hell that means. The market value. Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe
look, I don't know. I mean, things go up. You know what I mean? Like, unfortunately, all my grandparents have passed away now, but one of the things that, I'd always chat to Pop about would be like, back in my day, bread cost a cent. So I understand things get expensive over time. I just hate paying for more of anything.
No, you know what I mean?
Like once something costs something,
I don't want it to change.
Well, it's interesting. Crips have just come out and said a loaf of bread is now $95. So,
well, that's good bread, mate. I'd pay $150 for Crips.
13, 10, 60. Are you like myself and Jim? Do you hate paying for parking? Hobart commuters, they're going to be slugged with a combined extra $25,000 the next financial year if they do park in the Liverpool Barrack Street car park, which is now raising from $245 a month, $300 a month.
So much money. I got a message here on Instagram from Beth Faith. She said, "Faithful, sorry guys, didn't have time to call. Just about to start work. Tassie is ridiculous. Every Monday I go to TAFE for a full day and pay $23 to park in Argyle Street car park while I'm there." She said, "I'll be shocked if anyone calls the show and says they like paying for parking."
Yeah, well, as you said before, Jim, rightly so. Mainlanders love it because it's so cheap in comparison to them.
Comparison to what they pay on the mainland, they're all around it.
We just hate it. $23, that's two lunches. That's two TAFE lunches canteen.
I'll pull up. I could put like 50 cents in. I don't want to do it.
No, we just love the risk, mate. We love the risk.
I do. I've pulled away from parking inspectors many times.
Oh, absolutely. And what about the rush?
There was one day Nathan and I were getting coffee, and I won't say where, and we're in the city, and then there was a parking inspector walking towards my car. I had not put any money in the meter. And Nathan goes, "Parking inspector, Jim," ran across the road, jumped, and he, like, taking his phone out, I felt so good.
I got him good with the shoulder, too. Shelley from Hobart. Shelley, do you hate paying for parking?
I do. In fact, I completely avoid Hobart City because of those parking meters.
Oh, yeah.
I will drive straight through from Kingston, straight through Hobart, over the bridge, and do all my shopping at Eastlands because I detest those meters.
This is a good thing for council members and government to know. People are avoiding the Hobart CBD, so businesses, parking.
Shelley, do you sometimes think that parking meters are actually making more money than us?
I do. I think they're utterly ridiculous. And I got a ticket last year and I thought, nah, that's it, bugger it, I'm not going back.
Yeah, there you go.
And the parking meter men don't even carry that app with you. So if you pay through that app and you've got proof that you've got payment, they don't. And their defence is when they give you a ticket that they don't carry the app on them. So they'll give you a ticket even though you've paid. And it's up to you to go in and defend it. And sometimes it can take, a lot of time and effort for people that are just too busy.
Absolutely, Shelley. And this is what we're talking about, isn't it? This is exactly what we're talking about.
There's also too many parking inspectors. I mean,
we want to save money for the Taste Festival. Why have we got 900 parking inspectors?
They're lovely people. There's just, I'd say there's a lot of them.
Yeah, lovely people could be doing lovely other things. Danielle from Glenorchy. Danielle, do you hate paying for parking?
Yes, I absolutely hate it.
Yeah, is there someone in particular?
I'm probably the worst parker ever. I've got about $7,000 in parking fines.
$7,000 in parking fines?
Are you like us, Danny? Do you just like taking the risk?
I just can't be bothered doing it.
Yeah, that's it. There's a bit of that.
Yeah, because you're pulling up, Danny. You just want to pop in the shops, maybe grab something to eat, maybe grab a coffee. It's just too much effort to walk over the meter and put money in.
I think they just don't like me because I can park over my driveway and I still come out and get fine for it.
Have you had words with them before, Danny?
No, I don't say anything. They just don't like me. They see my car and just find me.
They've got your rego on file.
Danny's at
There's a car! There's Danny's car! No. Quick!
Danny's at a red light and they're finding her for stuff.
Yeah, every day.
Thank you, Danny. All right, round things out. Amy from Oak Downs. Hi, Amy. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, Amy, I believe you're from the mainland originally.
We do, yeah.
Okay, now this is interesting because this is something that Jimmy brought up.
I had a theory that mainlanders are more okay or possibly like paying for parking because I think it's a bit cheaper than the mainland.
Whereabouts on the mainland are you from, Amy?
Originally from Brisbane, but I have lived in Sydney as well.
Okay, so you've lived in the expensive states when it comes to parking. How do you feel about paying for parking here in Hobart?
I do not pay here.
Yeah. You don't pay.
I run the risk. I parked my car. I have also driven off on a parking inspector, and she called me young lady.
Young lady?
Young lady? Who are you?
She goes, you're very lucky, young lady.
Oh. I drove off, but I was blasting Hit 100.9, and I couldn't hear what he was saying.
So, Amy, have you been done by a few fines down here?
No, I've gotten no fines. I've managed to escape them, luckily, but my husband has gotten it.
Amy, welcome to Hobart. We love you.
I mean, congratulations for you. Not great for your husband.
Yep, send you back to the mainland. All right, there you go. See, as expected, Jim, everyone is like us, hates paying for parking.
I mean,
it's revolt.
What if no one pays their fines?
What are they going to do?
Arrest?
probably. Yeah. Wrapping up your Tuesday morning.
You know, done and dusted, which means one thing. The show rating, where myself, you, and producer Grace take turns rating the show out of 10 and telling the good people of Hobart why we feel that way.
Yeah.
Love to kick things off today. I've given it a 9 out of 10.
Oh, beautiful, mate.
For three reasons. Lovely. Tom Tilly returning after ghosting us last week. And apparently he'll be breadcrumbing us next week.
Yeah.
Nath, your Stitch impression.
Oh, you liked that, did you?
Can we have a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hobart missed it earlier in the show. We asked 13-10-60, who can you do?
Ohana means family. Family means nobody is left behind.
That's kind of cute. That's a little bit. It's kind of cute, right? Isn't it?
And then finally, this Thursday, we found out very exciting: free burgers, 20 free Little Swiss bun chines. That burger got sold 160 Sandy Bay Road, Hobart. I hope you're joining us for those burgers.
Yeah, beautiful. Producer Grace, what do you got for us this morning?
I've rated it an 8 out of 10.
Nice.
Mostly for the same reasons Jimmy's gotten it. Also, just the vibe. Just the vibe of today's
show. Yeah, good vibe this morning.
Yeah, and I think Catherine had a much better Stitch impression than you did, unfortunately.
I was about to ask, would you like me to do the Stitch impression again if it was the same reasons? guys, I've also gone 8. 8 out of 10. Same reasons. Tommy Tilly. One thing I would like to throw in there is what we just did. Just the people rallying around their hatred for paying for parking, which is something that we all feel very strongly about. Producer Grace, I mean, speaking about fines, you've been fined more than you're paid, which is lovely.
Yes, I have on multiple occasions been fined twice in one day.
Yeah, which is nice.
I'm real bad luck with parking fines. Also, I just often forget to top it up. So
yeah, well, this is a difficult thing, isn't
it? Apparently, they don't have the app, we found out.
So yeah, you can conspiracy. Dispute it.
Yeah,
there's a conspiracy theory. There's something we can run up the chain, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, we're not going to, but someone out there might.
I'm too lazy to top up my parking meters. I'm too lazy to.
Yeah, if she's not going to top them up, she's not going to hit up Hobart City Council. No. You got Anna Reynolds' personal mobile number. You can call her.
She doesn't want to hear from me about my parking woes.
Yeah, she's actually blocked your number because you keep calling her.
Hobart.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.